Well, welcome. It's great to see you here. Let's pray as we've heard God's word that it may impact our lives and challenge us and change us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here with us. We want to hear from you. We want to be challenged and changed by you, that our priorities are your priorities. We need your help to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's been difficult, hasn't it? It's been difficult. Those decisions are really hard. What do you do? Do you open up all the shops? Or do you stay home and keep safe? It's really tough, isn't it? Do you find it tough, those decisions? Do you open everything and let everything happen? Because we need to, well, we've got an economy. We've got jobs. We've got people's whole security in some ways. We need the economy to go. We need to go out and eat food, don't we? To our restaurants. And yet, it's really important. We haven't found out how to solve this virus problem. Can you feel the tension? One or the others? Well, I'm going to get you to do a bit of action. It's an all-age service. So the way it works is quite simply this, is I'm going to give you options and you've got to clap, okay? Loud claps are yes, most important. Quiet claps are little claps, okay? Does that make sense? Great, we're going to get a little bit of a practice so that you warm up. Okay, here we go. How important is that we open the shops? Okay. How important is it that we stay safe and keep people protected? Well, this is going to be a bit of a debate. As we join Jesus, we're going to find out what's his priority. What would he clap more for? Well, I'm not too sure. Let's have a little look. Well, Jesus last week had actually met someone and sent a demon out of them. How cool was that? So then Jesus set up a tent and he proclaimed its deliverance ministries for all. He established himself there and then and said, I could be busy all day, all night. Is that what Jesus did? Was that most important for Jesus? Give him a clap. Yeah, not much. It was important because he obviously did it. But it wasn't the most important thing for him to do. So what's he going to do this week if he's not going to be delivering people from demons? Well, Jesus left the synagogue and he went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. Can you put your hand on your head like that? High fever? You're out. If you've got a high fever, you're out. You're not allowed in here. We haven't checked, but we will check. But just, mother-in-law, you're not allowed in here. You've got a high fever. But in reality, that's what happened. Simon's mother-in-law had a high fever. I was trying to work out whether it was Simon that went to get Jesus. It doesn't actually specifically say he did anything. But obviously them might have included him. But anyway, it went to get Jesus to heal his mother-in-law. And Jesus bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. How amazing was that? She got up and started to give out teas and coffees. Or was it more amazing that Jesus had got rid of the fever? How amazing. Or that actually Simon bothered about his mother-in-law. But anyway, the situation we've got is that Jesus got rid of the fever. So what did Jesus do? He pitched up his tent. He put a big sign and said, hospital, healings for all. Is that what Jesus' priority was? Give me a clap. Oh, that was even quieter than the deliverance ministries. Well done. It was obviously something that he did. And we're going to see he's going to do it time and time again. But was that the most important thing that he did? No. It wasn't. There was something else that he had to do. Well, I don't know about you, but at the beginning of this COVID pandemic, I've got a friend. Well, my sister-in-law is a doctor, at the moment. She's not practicing doctor. She's looking after my niece instead, who's got Downs. But anyway, when the call came out to go to hospital and to actually be involved in the Nightingale Hospital, she put her hand up. She did the little test and she put her stethoscope back on again, and she was there waiting in the hospital for all the people to take care of them, to look after them. That was really important, wasn't it? And every Thursday we've been standing up and we've been clapping for carers. We've been saying how amazing it is that people in hospitals get cared for. But was it the most important thing? Just imagine if everybody gave up all their jobs and we all became doctors. Would that be a good thing? Because now, as the pandemic goes down, have you spotted? We need scientists to find out what it is that's causing the problem in the first place. So actually, they're both really important. It's important to deal with the symptoms and the illness, but it's also important to deal with the cause as well. I wonder whether that's got something to do with what's most important to Jesus in our story today.
Ow! Ow! Let me out! Oh!
My goodness, all the clapping I think's woken up Susie. Well, anyway, say hello to Susie, everybody.
Oh, hi, everybody!
What's wrong, Susie? What's going on? Oh, my arm hurts. Your arm hurts. It's all floppy. Oh dear, her arm's hurting. I wonder what it is. In fact, do you know what? I'm dressed as a doctor. I wonder whether I've got in one of my pockets a bandage for you. Here we go. Ta-da! I've got a bandage for you. And one-armed, I'm going to wrap you... Yeah, if you have a bit of a... No, you don't need to eat it. What we'll do is we'll wrap you up like this. Here we go. We're going to bandage up her arm. Here we go. Put the bandage round there, round there. Look at that. Oh, they should have signed me up, shouldn't they? No. Well, anyway, this is bandage. Here we go, Susie. Your arm is all tied up. Oh, dear. Don't ask me to do first aid.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, it feels better now.
Well, that's great. Can I play tennis? No, you can't. Hang on a second. We haven't got to the bottom of this. Susie, why does your arm hurt in the first place? I've been playing tennis. Well, there shouldn't be any wrong with playing tennis. Oh, you haven't seen my racket. Well, what do you mean by you haven't seen my racket?
It's massive.
Oh, dear. Oh, look. Susie's racket's bigger than she is. Do you play with a racket that's bigger than you? No.
It means I don't miss.
It might mean that you don't miss because your racket's so big, but I think that's the reason why you've got a bad arm. Because actually you've been playing tennis with a racket that's too big. Here you go, I've got a smaller one in here. Why don't you play with this one instead? Ooh, I might miss. Well, that's the game, I'm afraid. But here you go, that's a much better one that might fit you. Oh, thanks very much. Can I go and play now? No, you can't go and play now. You're gonna have to rest. Now you see, in reality, why don't you go back into your suitcase? In reality, our priorities might be wrong. You see, if you've got a hurt arm, you might go to the doctor and get some bandages and make sure that it's all okay. But does that solve what it was that caused your hurting arm in the first place? And the answer is no. You've got to get to the bottom of it. Well, let's have a look and see what Jesus gets to the bottom of as we have a little look at our passage. Do you remember that Jesus was healing people, but he didn't set up a pop-up hospital? He did something else instead. Well, even the demons knew who Jesus was. Did you spot that in the passage, verse 41? The demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." What did Jesus say? "Yes, that's me. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Son of God, the Messiah." No, he didn't, did he? Have you ever wondered why? It's quite puzzling, that one. Because he was the Son of God, why didn't he just own up to it? Well, I think there's two reasons. Number one, if demons go around declaring anything, you wouldn't want to listen to them, whether they're telling you the truth or not. And secondly, actually people weren't ready to hear that Jesus was the Messiah. They got the wrong idea. They thought that he'd come to be a political leader. They thought he'd come to be a healer. They thought he'd come to do... Well, all of those things were great, but not the most important thing. What is the most important thing? Look with me at verse 43. He said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. Was preaching and proclaiming the most important thing? Give me a clap. It was. Preaching and proclaiming the good news was the most important thing. Let me read to you from Romans chapter 10, verse 14. It says this. How then can they call on the one that they've not believed in? How can they believe in the one who they've not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Summertime is here. I haven't been accused of having beautiful feet yet. But actually, I don't want these kind of beautiful feet. That's not my priority. I want to have this kind of beautiful feet. Will you be good news bringers? Will you be the people who come bearing good news, proclaiming the great news as Jesus did? Is that your priority? Well, proclaim, proclaim, proclaim. That is what Jesus did. And so as we go through Luke's gospel, yes, Jesus will do amazing things, but he will more importantly teach us and proclaim what's so good about the coming kingdom of God. Jesus, the King, has come. And we'll see in next week's story, will you join in being fishers of men? Will you join in to share the good news? Well, what are the ways we could do that? I don't know, when was the last time that you told people, maybe about the Christianity Explore course that's going on? When was the last time that you invited people to church? When was the last time that you forwarded on the sermon or Sunday service, or maybe some of the testimonies that we've had? God calls us to share the good news. How cool is that? Well, let's be sharers, proclaimers, those who know what's most important, even in a pandemic like this, what's most important to get to the heart of the problem. And that's what Jesus has come to do. Let's pray and ask for God's priorities, Jesus's priorities, to be our priorities. Hands together, eyes closed. And we'll do the amen, 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 amen at the end. Heavenly Father, help us to have Jesus's priorities. So easy for us to get distracted by other things. May we hear the good news. May we be proclaimers of the good news. May we know the good news that Jesus Christ has come to deal with the greatest sickness in the world, the sickness of sin, by dying and rising again. Help us to be bearers of that great news, people who have good, wonderful, beautiful feet. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. I agree, amen.